Chart and graph skills. Use a line graph to see change. 1. Why learn this skill? You have read that much less steel is made in Pennsylvania now than in the past. The numbers that show such changes are often very large and may be hard to understand just by reading them. Putting these numbers on a line graph makes them easier to understand. A line graph is a graph that uses a line to show changes over time. 2. Understand the process. The line graph on this page shows the amount of steel that was produced in Pennsylvania between 1970 and 1995. The numbers on the left side of the graph give the amount of steel produced per year in millions of tons. Across the bottom of the graph are the years. The red line shows how much the amount of steel produced in Pennsylvania changed in each five-year period. 1. Find 1970 on the graph. Trace the line above that date toward the top of the graph. When the 1970 line reaches the red dot, follow a straight line to the left side of the graph. The number you see there tells you how much steel was produced in 1970. About how many million tons were produced that year? 2. About how many million tons of steel were produced in 1995? 3. About how many million tons of steel were produced in 1980? 4. Now look at the red line on the graph. What happened to the amount of steel produced in Pennsylvania between 1970 and 1995? About how many more million tons of steel were produced in 1970 than in 1995? 5. In what five-year period did the largest change take place? Did the amount go up or down? 3. Think and apply. Think about the information you see on this graph. Then, write a paragraph that describes the changes in steel production in Pennsylvania between 1970 and 1995. With a partner, use library books to research how and why those changes took place. Report your findings to your class. Lesson 4. Focus. How have people changed the land to allow better transportation among places? Main idea. As you read, look for ways people have linked waterways in the Northeast. Vocabulary. Navigable river. Rapid. Canal. Lock. Linking waterways. The Atlantic coast of the Northeast region has many deep harbors, and many rivers flow across the land. To the west lie other large bodies of water, the Great Lakes. All these waterways have been important to the growth of the Northeast, but for many years they were not linked. The Great Lakes. Two of the five Great Lakes form part of the border of the Northeast region. Lake Ontario and Lake Erie lie along the western edge of New York. Lake Erie also lies along the northwestern edge of Pennsylvania. Along the shores of both lakes are low, rolling plains. Just as the land of the coastal plain is good for farming, so is the land along the Great Lakes. The cool, damp climate along the Great Lakes is very good for growing fruit. Apples, pears, and grapes are raised there. Today, the Great Lakes are an important waterway for the country. At one time, however, they were not as useful. Ships on the Great Lakes could not reach the Atlantic Ocean. There was no way to ship goods without also using some kind of land transportation. Many navigable rivers flowed into the Great Lakes. A navigable river is a river that is deep and wide enough for ships to use. Many navigable rivers also flowed into the Atlantic Ocean, but the Appalachian Mountains lay between the rivers that flowed into the Great Lakes and those that flowed into the Atlantic Ocean. Only one river, the St. Lawrence, flowed from the Great Lakes to the Atlantic Ocean. The St. Lawrence River, however, was not navigable along its whole length. Upstream, there were rapids. A rapid is a rocky place in a river where a sudden drop in elevation causes fast-moving, dangerous water. Ships could not even travel from one end of the Great Lakes to the other. Some of the lakes were joined by short rivers, but the water was not deep. Rapids often blocked ships. On the Niagara River, between Lake Ontario and Lake Erie, for example, the water dropped about 167 feet, 51 meters, forming Niagara Falls. Review. Why were ships on the Great Lakes not able to reach the Atlantic Ocean? From Lake Erie to the Atlantic. Before there were railroads, goods had to be moved either by ship or by horse and wagon. Moving goods by horse and wagon cost a lot of money. It was hard, slow work, too, because most roads were poor. Many people wanted the Great Lakes to be linked with the Atlantic Ocean so that goods could be moved by ship. A group of people led by DeWitt Clinton of New York City decided to build a canal to do just that. A canal is a waterway dug across land. The Erie Canal would connect the city of Buffalo, New York, on Lake Erie, with Troy, New York, on the Hudson River. From Troy, ships could sail down the Hudson to Albany and New York City, and then to the Atlantic Ocean. When the plan for the Erie Canal was shown to President Thomas Jefferson in 1809, he described it as little short of madness. Other people laughed openly, calling it Clinton's Ditch. Many people thought such a long canal could not be built. After all, workers would have to cut through more than 350 miles, 563 kilometers, of forests and hills. Clinton knew that linking Lake Erie and the Hudson River would increase trade. And trade? And the money it would bring in? Why, New York City, of course. When Clinton was elected governor of the state of New York in 1817, work started on the Erie Canal. 8 years later, the canal was ready for business. It worked well from the start. Before the canal was built, a trip from New York City to Buffalo took up to 6 weeks. On the canal, the same trip took 10 days. Shipping prices dropped from $100 a ton to $10 a ton. Trade boomed. The Erie Canal showed that the Great Lakes and the Atlantic Ocean could be linked. It also gave settlers a better way to move west. Review: how did the Erie Canal affect trade? Technology: sending messages in 1825. Today, television cameras report news almost instantly. When the Erie Canal opened in 1825, there were no televisions. To spread the news of the canal's opening, many cannons were used. When the canal opened, the cannons were fired, one after another. It took 81 minutes to send the message between Buffalo and Sandy Hook, a distance of 500 miles, 805 kilometers. Linking waterways today. Today, other waterways connect the Great Lakes with the Atlantic Ocean. One is the New York State Barge Canal System. Part of it follows the path of the Erie Canal. It connects Lake Champlain in northern New York, the Hudson River, Lake Ontario, and Lake Erie. Some ships still use this waterway. Most ships now use a larger and newer waterway, the St. Lawrence Seaway. The St. Lawrence Seaway was built by the United States and Canada. It stretches about 450 miles, 724 kilometers, from the eastern end of Lake Erie to Montreal, Canada. On parts of the St. Lawrence Seaway, ships move through canals and locks. A lock is a part of a canal in which the water level can be raised or lowered. This brings the ship to the level of the next part of the canal. This must be done because the elevation of the land along the seaway drops about 569 feet, 173 meters, from Lake Erie to Montreal. The St. Lawrence Seaway links several inland ports on the Great Lakes with the Atlantic Ocean. Ships can use the St. Lawrence Seaway, which also includes the Welland Ship Canal, built between Lake Ontario and Lake Erie, to take raw materials and manufactured products from cities along the Great Lakes to world markets. Other ships use the St. Lawrence Seaway to carry imported goods to those same cities. The leading product transported on the St. Lawrence Seaway is grain from the Middle West states and Canadian prairies. Large amounts of iron ore and coal are also transported on the seaway. The seaway is open from late March or early April to late December. In good weather, a ship can travel the entire route in 1.5 days. The St. Lawrence Seaway has helped make Buffalo and Rochester in New York and Erie in Pennsylvania important manufacturing centers. Buffalo is one of the largest producers of flour in the United States. Rochester produces cameras and film. Erie produces heavy machinery. Review: why is the St. Lawrence Seaway important to cities along the Great Lakes? Lesson 4 review. Check understanding. 1. Remember the facts. What was the first canal to link the Great Lakes with the Atlantic Ocean? 2. Recall the main idea. How have people linked waterways in the Northeast? Think critically. 3. Cause and effect. How do you think the Erie Canal affected the growth of New York City? 4. Think more about it. Why do you think people sometimes laugh at new ideas? Show what you know. Simulation activity. Imagine that President Jefferson has asked you to explain the purpose of the Erie Canal to him. Plan an oral presentation that tells where the canal will be built and why DeWitt Clinton wants to build it. Chapter 5 Review. Connect Main Ideas. Use this organizer to show what you learned about how people in the Northeast use the land and water there. Complete it by writing 2 details about each main idea. A copy of the organizer appears on page 39 of the activity book. Write more about it. Write a story. Imagine that you work on a lobster boat that fishes in the waters off the coast of New England. Write a story that tells about what you do on the boat or about something that happens to you on the job. Write a descriptive paragraph. Suppose that you are aboard a ship traveling through the St. Lawrence Seaway and the Great Lakes. Write a descriptive paragraph telling about your journey and what you see along the way. Use vocabulary. Write a term from this list to complete each of the sentences that follow. Canal, competition, finished product, glacier, navigable river, tradition. 1. A huge, slow-moving mass of ice is called a blank. 2. A blank is a way or idea that has been handed down from the past. 3. A blank is a manufactured good made from raw materials. 4. In business, blank is a contest among companies to sell the most products. 5. A blank is deep and wide enough for ships to use. 6. A blank is a waterway dug across land. Check understanding. 7. What are town meetings? 8. How is farmland on the coastal plain of the Middle Atlantic states different from farmland in New England? 9. How is an agricultural economy different from an industrial economy? 10. Why were many factories built near the Appalachian Mountains? 11. Why were the Great Lakes less useful in the past than they are today? Think critically. 12. Cause and effect. How can competition affect a business, its workers, and its customers? 13. Link to you. Farmers in New England plant crops that grow in cool climates and poor soils. How do people adapt to the geography of the place where you live? 14. Think more about it. What do you think the world would be like today if people such as DeWitt Clinton had listened to their critics and not tried out their new ideas? Apply skills. Tell fact from opinion. News reports give both facts and opinion. Listen to a news report. Write down 3 facts and 3 opinions that you hear. Use a line graph to see change. Use the information to make a line graph showing how the population of New York City changed between 1910 and 1990. Year 1910. Population 4,477,000. Year 1950. Population 7,892,000. Year 1990. Population 7,323,000. Read more about it. The Amazing Impossible Erie Canal by Cheryl Harness. Macmillan Books for Young Readers. Illustrations and maps explain the history and the importance of the Erie Canal. Visit the internet at http://www.hbschool.com for additional resources. Making social studies relevant. Making their mark in the cities. Graffiti. You see it almost everywhere. You see words and symbols spray painted on buildings, on bridges, and even on the sides of trucks and subway cars. City governments and private citizens spend millions of dollars each year to remove graffiti from public and private property. Painting graffiti on someone else's property is against the law. When graffiti writers or taggers are caught, they may have to pay fines or go to jail. In the city of Philadelphia, however, taggers are not always arrested. Instead, many are sent to art school. The Philadelphia Anti-Graffiti Network is a city program that teaches young people to use their talents to improve the community rather than spoil it. Taggers are put to work painting over graffiti and creating murals on walls all around the city. Says Jane Golden, the network's artistic director, it's a place where these kids can make their mark. Since the program began, taggers have completed more than 1,200 murals. Many of these murals show well-known people, and some celebrate the city's many cultures. As for the young artists, they are learning about their city and helping make it beautiful. Their skills have given them new interests and even new career choices. Think and apply. Thanks to the Anti-Graffiti Network, some of Philadelphia's neighborhoods have wonderful murals. With a partner, draw a mural for your neighborhood or city on a sheet of poster board. Share your mural with other students in your school. Visit the internet at http://www.hbschool.com for additional resources. Check your media center or classroom video library for the Making Social Studies Relevant videotape of this feature. Unit 2 Review. Visual Summary. Summarize the main ideas. Study the pictures and the captions to help you review what you read about in Unit 2. Draw another scene. Choose one of the industries of the Northeast described in Unit 2. Draw a picture that shows people at work in this industry. Tell where your scene should be placed on the visual summary. 1. People have built canals and other waterways to link the Great Lakes with the Atlantic Ocean. 2. The rich farmland in the middle Atlantic states helps feed the people who live in coastal cities. The Appalachian Mountains are rich in the resources that many factories need. 3. Glaciers left poor soil in many places in New England. Farmers raise crops and animals that do well there. 4. Fishing is an important industry in New England and in other coastal areas of the Northeast. 5. Settlers used the Northeast's resources to meet their needs. They built settlements along the region's many harbors. Over time, some settlements became busy ports. 6. Cities in the Northeast have grown larger and more crowded over time. Cities have many problems, but they also offer many good things to people. Unit 2 Review. Use vocabulary. Use each term in a sentence that helps explain its meaning. 1. Cape. 2. Colony. 3. Raw material. 4. International trade. 5. Prejudice. 6. Unemployment. 7. Produce. 8. Waterway. 9. Rapid. 10. Lock. Check understanding. 11. Why did the Pilgrims think Plymouth Bay was a good place to build their colony? 12. How has urban sprawl changed cities? 13. How did the economy of the United States change in the early 1800s? 14. Why did factories no longer have to be built next to rivers in the 1800s? 15. How has competition from steelmakers in other countries affected steel mills in Pennsylvania? 16. Why was it important to link waterways in the Northeast? Think critically. 17. Explore viewpoints. How do you think immigrants who lived in tenements felt about the United States? 18. Link to you. Many towns in New England still hold town meetings. What traditions are followed in your community? 19. Think more about it. Railroads changed trade and manufacturing in the 1800s. What is changing trade and manufacturing today? Apply skills. Use a population map. Use the map to answer the questions. 20. What is the population density near Newark? 21. What is the population density near Salem? 22. Do more people live in the northeastern or southeastern part of New Jersey? Cooperative Learning Workshop. Remember, share your ideas. Cooperate with others to plan your work. Take responsibility for your work. Help one another. Show your group's work to the class. Discuss what you learned by working together. Activity: draw a map. Work in groups to draw an outline map of the Northeast on a large sheet of paper. Use two colors to show the New England states and the Middle Atlantic states. Show where the region's largest cities are located. Also, label large rivers and landforms. Draw symbols to show some of the region's major resources. Then, point out places on the map as your group takes the rest of your class on a tour of the Northeast. Activity: draw a mural. Work in a group to draw a mural of an early New England colony, a New England village today, the central business district of a large city in the Northeast, or an Amish farm. Search the internet or use your textbook, an encyclopedia, and books from the library for ideas. Present your mural to the class. Unit project wrap-up: write and perform a class play. Work as a class to finish the unit project described on page 131, a class play about the settlement and growth of the Northeast. As a class, decide on the people and events you want to have in your play. Then form small groups. Each group will write one scene about a person, a group of people, or an important event. The groups should decide together the order in which the scenes will be presented. Perform the play for invited guests from your school or the community.